Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand on Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hey, this is Begonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producer of this year's CFRC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Ted Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
Hello and good morning, everyone. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the basement of Caruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Rue, and you're listening to the CFRC Live Sessions, a show where...
Well, okay, guys, come on. We're live now. That's Rue, and we love Rue, and we love live sessions, and that's going to be at 11 o'clock. So how's it going in there in the CR2?
I'm just blissfully unaware. I thought that was another PSA, and I'm like, wait a second.
No, yeah. No. We're the Indie Wake-Up Call. Good morning, everyone. You got some little music to play in the background for us there?
I believe it's playing off.
There we go.
Oh, well,
see, they've got me in the little chamber here. So yeah. I'm just in the chamber.
Little specimen.
Okay.
Yep.
It is cold. It's so cold. It's like not fun.
I think our brains are still frosted.
It's okay. Like I'm dog sitting right now. So I took dogs for a walk at 6:30 this morning.
Oof.
No, it was so nice. It was all crispy and white and perfect. And there's nobody, which I loved. But I should have worn mittens. Mm. So that's what I'm telling everyone this morning. Find them.
I just ordered little USB hand warmers. It's basically like the idea of like a warm rock or something in your pocket, but it's like a little USB.
You just recharge it.
You just recharge it and you turn it on and you hold it in your hands when your hands get cold.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. But yeah, so everyone, I mean, it's not, it's not that cold.
But this is the time to get prepared.
It's -4. It is -4. So it's real times. The Santa Parade is on Saturday night downtown. Yes. So that is happening. A lot of Queens groups and events, people are in there. I think the band's in there. Some of the cheer teams are in there. So that's really fun for the campus people. But also all of the locals are in there and assorted amazing goofy floats and things.
I always give huge credit to bands that are performing when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Because it's like you and your instrument are not warmed up.
Never, not at all. And they won't be. I think it's going to be just like the weather we have right now.
Yeah.
But I want me some French horns marching down the street, like multiple. So yeah, I think like we've got some of the military bands, RMC, like all of the, like we're like a Simpsons episode that night, basically. The mayor will be there waving. Like it's so fun. It's so fun. So, but that's one of many things. Obviously, we have a lot of shows this weekend. We had shows last weekend, but I feel there are too many this weekend.
I know. I was trying to like add some of them to the queue, and it's like we're way over our time as it is, and we have interviews today.
Yes. So. This is a fun one. I'm excited for you, Millie. I'm going to make you ask some questions with Carnelian. They're in at 9 a.m.
Yes.
And they were your Frosh band.
They were my Frosh band.
They'll love that.
I really liked them last year. They were really good opener for them. history concert.
Yeah, so that, and you know, if you're a Frosh and you don't know what the Frosh concert is, I feel badly for you. But
I
know
they didn't have
one. They didn't have one, so.
That's so terrible.
I know. So for those of you who don't know what that is, we'll let Carnelian explain that to you. And also, their final show is tonight at Ale House.
Ales and Amps
with Jinx and Clay Pigeons. It's going to be a big night for them. So that's happening. Plus, we have Luella calling us. She's just texting me now. Like, do I have the Zoom? Like, we're gonna do a Zoom. She goes to Bishop's, actually. But she's back in town. She's playing the Isabel tomorrow night. So we're going to talk to Luella, who's a good friend of the show, and play some songs from her as well. Yeah, I'm going to go to the Ale House tonight, apparently.
Oh. Well, I will see you there.
No, don't. You do not have to talk to me. You don't.
I have asked maybe 15 of my friends if they're going, and everybody, oh, I have exams, I have this, I have that, I have an assignment. So I'm going solo. I'm riding solo tonight.
Like, I'll buy you some shots, but you do not have to hang out at all or even acknowledge me. It's totally fine.
No.
Like, I'll be at the soundboard.
Cindy always downplaying her cool factor.
No, but at the Ale House tonight. Anyway, hello, fellow young people.
Yes.
It's going to be so great.
The youth of Canada.
Youth of Canada. Anyway, I've got a thing, but then I'm going to go. So just, yeah, I'll be incognito.
Beautiful. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, God. All right. What do we have for music? We need to play some music.
You added something called Can't Hold Us with
Sampa the Great.
Love Sampa the Great. Love Sampa the Great. And I was excited to see new music. Yeah. So that I threw that. I think that was the first song I wanted to play this morning. Mm-hmm. So and then there was a huge dump. Which one of you did that?
That was Millie with the Loviot. I dig the Loviot. Yeah.
Okay. I added a bunch of stuff. I had so much work to do yesterday, and I said, you know what? No, I'm going to curate the playlist instead.
Okay. You've done this a few times on this show where I get a little concerned about our priorities over your studies.
It's all is well, need not fret.
All right, well then let's play some tunes. But yeah, Sam for the great new music, and lots of new music today, as well as our guests. So, you know, fasten your seatbelts, it's an 80 wake-up call.
It's going to be a beautiful show.
I am with the pouches. They don't have the guts to match my prowess. Flawless, gorgeous, quote unquote, unquote, with all my flaws. Why they always sticking up their noses? It's just roundness. Premium rubber smelling all the roses. Face to face, I got that all the pauses. Pauses, haters, this an unofficial emancipation. Stick around, I'm glad you've been so patient. Faking. Hip-hop and alternative spark, yeah. It's the way that I'm on already. Shine bright, don't even want to put on. This here's real life, there's no match to put on. But here's a piece of the message, let's get back to the song. Can't hold the flame that's reborn. I'm like an everlasting spark, can't jump the way that I'm on. Peace, I know the seeds that I've sown. And I give birth to all this fruit just so that I can live on. Yeah, can't hold destiny, I must walk on. Can't choose peace, been down too long. True. I know that we will live on. Hear the passion in my voice when I keep playing the song.
Can't hold us, can't hold us, no. Can't hold us, can't hold us.
Around Luella is going to be calling the show in a few minutes, and she's going to be talking all about her show at the Isabel this Friday night.
I don't want to live a lie. I don't want to die alone. I don't want to be a crime. I don't want to be a joke. But I've been living in the dark. Now I see a little glow. Yeah. You're the apple on the vine. You're the meat on the bone. You're my every reason. In a band, but I don't really know. And I wanna hold his hand, yeah, I wanna tip a toe and listen to him talk all night on the phone. It's just a little feeling, I'm gonna let it go. Cause I'm still on a straight line, still see your waistline. And my heart beats, you're the baseline. I don't wanna take this straight to the grave. Not saying I don't love.
gotta let you know. I don't wanna be a crime, I don't wanna be a joke. I don't wanna live a lie, I don't wanna die alone. Yeah. I've pulled it up from the river and far with me. So
girl, honey, come and treat me like a crash test dummy. Going out the window. Dashboard, hood girl, honey, come and treat me like a crash test dummy. Going out the window.
Good morning, everyone. We are live with the Indy Wake Up Call, brought to you by Black Dog Hospitality. And I want a reminder that it is the CFRC funding drive right now. And you can check us out, cfrc.ca. There's a ton of prizes there and all sorts of incentives. And I don't know if you saw that on our Instagram, there's a picture of Doug Farquhar wearing the new CFRC too. Did you see that?
I did.
I want one.
I know.
Everybody
it was
wants
so heartwarming.
One. It was,
yep.
It was very wholesome.
And if you donate... at certain levels, you get a toque. I think I know for sure 101.9 if you want to give that, but there are definitely different levels that you can give, and every amount helps.
Amazing. Okay, good. Yeah. As you were saying, it's -4 out there. It's a little bit chilly. We have someone. We have someone with us on the show who I might even be colder where you are. We're talking to Liv. She's known as Luella, and it's been a minute since we've had a show from her in Kingston, and we've got one Friday night. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm just pleased that you're up and with us in the morning. It's always great to hear from you. It has been a while.
It has. I don't even remember the last time.
Isn't that weird?
Because
we used to, like, you know, we used to be buddies. It's okay.
What happened?
I don't know. I'll be at your next show. That's all good. So what's happening is you've got a show coming up at the Isabel tomorrow night. And
yes.
It just feels like a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit different than what we know. So maybe walk us through what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I've never played at the Isabel Bader Center before, so I'm really excited. They have a little series going called Friday Nights in the Recital Hall. I'm super stoked to be there. We're saying goodbye to the tracks. Normally we do like tracks and like an in-ear setup, which is really cool because we can be really authentic to the songs. But we wanted to try something a little bit more stripped down. So yeah, we're doing our set. We're doing a 4-piece, and we have good fortune. Kelsey is going to be playing keys for us.
Yeah, I saw
keys,
that.
Bass, drums, guitar. I'm really excited to kind of show that new kind of side of the songs. We did a little teaser version of that at my show in August at BSC. But this will be, you know, it's in a recital hall, so it's going to be like the real deal. So I'm really stoked for that.
So the people at the recital hall, like, I know we're going to get the classic Luella fans, but you might get some new people. Are you anticipating that?
I really hope so. Yeah.
I think people that love the Isabel and they just are going to come anyway, right? That's kind of cool.
Definitely. So that's really exciting for us as well. I hope we can impress some new people.
Don't worry about that. That's a given. Now, listen, I saw on your post that it's like saying goodbye to the summer bummer era, which I feel that's fine. We've had two summers of summer bummer.
We have, right? Two summers. I've given it.
I'm still in some bummer.
Time for sure.
Okay.
It is still a bummer.
It is.
No, it's meant so much to me, and I feel like I've grown like so much, and it's been such an exciting time, and so many incredible things have happened from it. But it's November, so it's no longer summer.
Okay. And, all right.
You know.
All right. We'll accept it.
I need to admit it too. I'm kind of going into a little bit of a hibernation because I'm at school right now in Quebec studying arts administration. Because I'm really trying to hone in on like the business side of my art. Your girl needs to write some music. I need to find some time. I need to go away and, you know, work on some new stuff. So that's kind of in the plans. I'm not completely going away forever, but I'm taking like a little tiny break.
Do you feel that way about 2026? Because you have put so much work in the last few years. Like, is this 2026 is a little bit lighter on the schedule, would you feel?
I think so.
I'm not telling you what we want or any, like, what are you thinking?
Well,
we want Luella.
I feel like, yeah, I'm in this for the long game. So I kind of have like plans to, you know, work on the next project. I have some things in the work, but I kind of miss just like, you know, really like locking into that and not having too many other things going on in my life while I'm, you know, focusing on that. The goal is after I graduate in 2027 to just like have my next piece come out and then just like give it my all. Because I kind of learned as I've been at school, it's a lot to balance.
Sure.
Being here, it kind of feels like I'm in like another
they don't
part
know
of my life.
They don't know,
yeah,
do they?
Exactly.
Do you perform much
I'm like,
on
like
campus?
Batman. No, I don't. I kind of tell myself that I'm like Batman when I'm here.
Okay.
Like people sort of know, but like, I've been kind of like, it's kind of weird. I've been kind of like private about it. It feels like I have like a double life. And then when I come home to Kingston, it's like, you know, I'm in Luella mode.
I love that. I think that's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice. I kind of liked it. It was a really hectic summer for me because I was doing an internship for my school program, and then I was serving full time, and then I was like still trying to like do the music stuff and promote my new songs. So it was pretty intense. And then when I came back here, it kind of just like felt like I kind of like tied things up in a little bow. And it was like a little bit of like a deep breath, like, oh, okay, I got through that. But it was a very busy summer for sure.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Luella, playing the Isabel tomorrow night with Good Fortune, opening, but also Kelsey's going to be with you on stage with Keys. We talked about that. Love that.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting, like you're studying music, like the administration side of things is somewhat something a lot of musicians your age don't pay attention to. And it is so important because a lot of the elder musicians often say, had I known, I would have changed how I dealt with venues, how I looked at trying to tour, how I would have done my merch. Like, what have you learned in that side of things? Because it's not very rock and roll. Like, it's not very cool sometimes. It's a small business in a way, right? Like, it's almost having to look at it that way. But isn't that where longevity comes from?
No, exactly. Like, I kind of had, like, this moment because I took a gap year right out of high school to take, like, music seriously. And, you know, I never really knew what I wanted to do other than music. But I like was like, okay, how can I like make this sustainable? And by chance, I like found this like arts admin music program. And it just seemed like everything like clicked for me. And like, you know, as much as I love working like on stage, I also really find it fascinating to just like work behind the scenes and like, you know, being a part of like the music community and helping like uplift other people is so exciting to me. So it was so eye-opening. I was like, finally, like I felt like I knew what I wanted to do, you know, like for my own music. There's been so many like really specific classes. Like I took like a grant writing class or like marketing for the arts. So that's been like so like invaluable. Like it's been incredible. And like the community there, you know, everyone, you know, your teacher by their first name. It's super tight.
Yeah. Shout out to Bishops, by the way, we're talking about Bishops University.
Shout out Bishops University. So yeah, it's been really special because it is so small and there's a lot of like hands-on learning experiences. Like I ran the arts festival for my school and that was like the most intense group project of my life, but it felt like so real. Like you're in it, you're not just like submitting something, you're putting something on at the end. So yeah, I just like learned so much about myself and like to like organize things and how important planning is to me. Like again, I said I'm in this for the long game, and yeah, like I want to see this project like flourish, but I know it doesn't just like happen overnight. So
let's get back to the show tomorrow night. Who's on stage with you? Let's give a shout out to the band for a second.
Yes, of course. So obviously we have Kelsey, a good fortune, playing keys for us, which is very new for us. And then always we have my dad, Zane, on the bass. He's kind of like the musical director for the live setup, so he's like the rock in this. And then my best friend Simon Vandermeulenker, aka Almond Milk, is on drums with us. So yeah, it's good vibes, like family band kind of situation.
Yes, sort of.
We're
yes.
So excited to welcome Kelsey. But yeah, we're really, really excited for this one. And yeah, it's going to be like our last little bit playing live together. So it's a little sentimental.
Oh my God, don't make me too sad. Like, but you also explained. You explained it well. So anyone else who's having a panic, we get it now. We understand.
Yeah.
It's all
exactly.
Good things.
All right. Not leaving anyone.
Okay. Okay. But I like the emotion you stirred in us because it gets us all freaking out. It's good. All right.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's always a pleasure to have you. And again, thank you so much for waking up. When's your first class? When's your first class this morning? Are you skipping
it
right now?
My class this morning got canceled. Normally it would be at 10. So I don't have class until 5:30 today, which is kind of a
weird. Right,
and then I have it till 10 p.m.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, go back to bed. It's amazing that you called us. And everyone, this is tomorrow night at the Isabel, Luella and the family band. I'm not calling them that, but I just did. You said it, not me. And I just love that. It's going to be so great with Good Fortune opening. So we're going to go out with Pretty. I'm very excited.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Liv. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Always.
Run your fingertips down my spine, and every nook and cranny, feel my whole body realign. I wanna tell you every thought that's crossed.
Nobody's ever called me pretty. In a comma, can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation. I'm not cashing the check that I got from the nation. If it just tests my patience, I'm just staying in.
settling into something I couldn't understand. Didn't get to know what you meant to me, what you meant to me. We changed the time to what you mean to me, still always changing. Am I forgotten in the California autumn? Pieces of rain garden, still love you, but not as often.
Creeping, creeping, creeping. And sometimes it's hard, but I can't help. I find myself.